Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, there we go.
Did we get some cheering?
We did. That's from the Sixers section over there.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
We put our heart into this.
Oh, we do.
Every day.
We live for this.
Even when we're getting mocked.
Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Coming up at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Jordan will be right there, along with me and Elliot Shore Parks. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Mm. It's an interesting guest for you, Tanner McKee. It's an interesting position for him to be in, too.
Yeah.
Because to talk to him about the game he didn't play in, but he knows a lot about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see how much he gives up.
Yes. You got to make him feel comfortable first. Maybe loosen him up. A couple of serve sides.
See how much he gives up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've had Tanner a couple times.
Yeah.
And I got to give him credit. Does a good job of dancing.
Does he?
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to dance a little bit. Yep. So, you know, we will have to figure out that last play call, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that has to be asked.
Yes. And you know what? Let awkward silence happen. He'll answer. He'll go, yeah, I don't know what happened. And you just, nothing. So you had a headset on.
Yeah. And you know what that play was called.
You know play they called. And what play you saw, was it the same, Tanner? You had the headset on.
What if he says he didn't have it on?
He's lying. He knows what happened. Tell us what happened. We know what happened, right? We know what happened.
He changed the play.
He changed the play. The thing that I don't think happened that I think some people were wondering about, which I think Jalen changing the play based on what he saw doesn't seem like that huge of an issue for me. Right. That's an issue with him and Nick to be like, Nick to go not there and him to go, okay, whatever.
Right.
What some people were wondering last night, I don't know if they were in earnest, is if Jalen was supposed to go up there and not snap the ball, and if they were planning to just try to draw them offsides, but the offensive line wouldn't be ready for that. It just seems like it could.
Well,
be
he actually changed the play.
Oh, right.
To where he called a play.
Right. Yeah, I guess. But even then, the crowd's so loud, it would be a dangerous thing to do, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
At the line, the offensive line doesn't.
I don't
hear
know.
It.
I don't know if we'll ever know.
Yeah,
I seriously doubt that someone will say, well, we weren't even supposed to run that play. We were supposed to go out there and just take a delay of game and try to draw them off sides. Like, nobody's going to say that.
Right. Well, you won an Eagles Insider of the Year award.
Go find out.
If that's the truth and you're the one that spills it, it'd be hard for anybody to take that award from you.
It seemed like, again, I'm going by Coach Sirianni's reaction that was caught on television after the play. He's mouthing why.
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Like, I don't know if he's mouthing why did he go there
Yes.
Or why did they change the play? Yep. Or what? Why he's saying why?
He could have thrown to the wrong guy.
But he's clearly saying why.
Why? Yeah. Well, twice.
And I'm sure the beat reporters, after the game, didn't see the TV copy because they're watching the game.
Right.
So now they get to go home, digest the TV copy, see him, and say, yesterday you reacted very – or Sunday you reacted – Monday reacted very strongly to that. You're saying why? Why was that?
Yes.
Yeah. And when I think – is he on the morning show tomorrow?
No.
Yeah. He should be, right?
He should be, right?
Yeah, because he didn't do the date.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he should be available tomorrow.
He's on the morning show before he does his – he's
not. Not usually.
Not usually.
So what I wonder
they
might
push
happen
it to Thursday.
Is
they
might push it to Thursday. We should find that out. Yeah, that's –
they might push it to
because
Thursday.
Because I would like the camera to get him first. Because
well, the camera was very upset about that, and he's upset about the first half execution.
Right.
Leading into half where they –
they gave up.
They just gave up.
Yeah. Because Nick will dance around it. At the press availability.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's Zoom to keep pushing.
Yep.
But the camera would keep pushing if Nick danced around answering that question. Why would you saying why? Why? Yeah.
Yep.
One thing that the camera's good at. 215-592-9494.
You hired.
What?
I did. Well, he slipped. Chuck in Mount Airy here on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
I'm 6 feet down and I like to fish. Shut up. Don't you guys
very
have
nice.
Another white boy group that you can put on, like Limp Bizkit or U2 or something else? I'm trying to
what do you know about Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my ass.
U2, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know. U2
sucks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, U2 sucks. And we got
on,
we don't claim U2.
Yeah, we represent everybody on this show.
Yeah, you hear 232 pop?
Yeah.
I played Lord Knows today.
But next thing y'all going to have 130 Biggie 2 next time, right?
No. Not as long as Ike's on the show.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, let me say this real quick, right? Yeah. What's going on, man? Now, why can't I have my wife? Listen, why can't Embiid just retire? You know, why can't he just retire?
I thought we were moving past this.
Oh, why?
You
Chuck.
Promised.
In on
you promised to not
Chuck.
Bring up Joel.
I'm going
to
hang up on you.
I know. I just can't. I can't take it no more, man. His team can't
stop.
You can
no
take
handle.
It. You can take
he's
it. You can
stop.
Take it.
Man.
Oh, stop.
He is out of the lineup.
He is out of the lineup. So you should be happy.
No, it's not that, man. This team can't build no rhythm, man. You know what I mean? Start, you know, he would come off the bench, man. You know what I mean? Seriously, man. He gets to 20 minutes off the bench. That's just that. But I don't want to talk about him, man. I'm watching the game. It's going to be live TV today. It's going to be like on NBC, I think, first time. So, you know, I get to hear.
Oh, they get that game tonight. Okay, that's that.
It is on NBC.
It's a national game.
Oh, it's on NBC?
Yeah, it's a national game, yeah.
Yeah, national game. So, yeah, I got to watch it tonight. But listen, here's the thing, right? Ike, you know, BTA.
Yes, sir.
BTA. Yep. Ike, listen, Sunday is going to be boosted.
It's belt
you
ass.
Know what?
No, I know what it means. Yesterday was BTA.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about the
Detroit
Lions. Jared Goff destroyed. You know what I mean? And I would say twice.
That was Chad.
That was me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know we all sound the same.
Yeah, we're not all the same, Chuck.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you say we all look alike. Y'all say we all look alike. You know what I mean?
So no one said that. No one said that. Let's not start throwing that out there. Yeah.
No, that's the joke.
No. Easy. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
We did not say that, Chuck.
Never said that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all confuse me for Ike, but just my hype. You know what I mean?
No, we would never confuse you and Ike.
Yeah. Looks like Mike Myers and Mini-Me in Austin Powers.
That's not nice.
No, here you go. You got to go there because I can't.
You always got to go.
Well, you started with that beat. You started with that beat.
Listen, man, 5'8", they short, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you, but it is what it is. Listen, on Sunday, we're going to just destroy Detroit. I'm telling you. This is what I'm trying to tell everybody. Listen to me. But, you know, this guy is going to – Jared Goff, he's a fraud. You know, like the great Howard Eskin would say, he's a fraud.
Wow.
And he's going to be proven as one on Sunday. He's a sitting duck back there, and you throw him off his spot in the cold weather, I'm telling you. And then we're going to score more points against Detroit. I'm not even worried about the game yesterday. But, you know, Green Bay, you know, they was on life support yesterday. They needed that game. It was on life support yesterday, and they lost. Now the birds are back and ready to attack. And on Sunday, everybody is going to know our name. Watch when I tell you. I'm calling a blowout on Sunday. No, I'm not calling no more blowout.
Wait, you called a blowout last night.
Yeah, it didn't go well for me. I know.
Yeah. You only knew our name after he won the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
If Jalen, I did. I called that blowout. But if Jalen would have fumbled the ball, that ball was hard, man. And I really think they played conservative because of the weather, man. It was real cold out there. That ball get a little hard out there when they hold that ball.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, that's why for defenders, we love it. Like, yeah, we know the ball's going to be slippery and hard.
Jeez.
You couldn't even get it out without laughing.
Throwaway.
Yep.
I knew y'all. See,
it's a cheap one.
Like the freak ball show. I knew y'all would say that. I just had to say pause real quick when I said the ball get a little hard. But the ball do get a little hard in the winter, man.
All right.
The balls
okay.
don't normally get hard.
No, yeah. no. Well, unless usually there's a problem. Yeah, call the doctor if that's happening.
Usually shriveled.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Kelly Oubre there. He had chickens and feet.
He is not.
Hey, yo, listen. No, it was a great game yesterday, though. What I take from it, though, yesterday is that the pass rush is back. And I'm happy to see the pass rush is back. Phillip, he looks amazing yesterday. And my guy is, you know who he is, Nakobe Dean, man. And that's one guy that's short, stocky, he gets it in. You know what I mean? I tell you, he's like a missile. You know what
that's
mean?
A pause. Like that was a missile. Pause that's moment, too.
Yeah, that was a pause moment in a way. But you know what I mean, man. I can't get through this call without a pause moment right now. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just excited right now, man. The birds is about to, you know what, man? We're about to fly our way back to the Super Bowl. And we got that number one seed. Can't nobody come in here and beat us. Nobody. Seattle.
I agree.
The Rams. Nobody. I don't want no part of the Rams, though. I'm tired of beating them. You know what I mean? You know, the law averages.
Well, because you know, yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. You
know what I mean? Just like O2.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yep.
I would never bring that up.
Yeah, I know. I should have brought up Mike. My problem.
It's all right. I'm over it, man. Nah, it's all good.
It hurt my heart just as much as it hurt y'all, man.
I know it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up one more time. Yeah.
I talked to you.
All right, brother.
All right. By the way, Sirianni 8:40 tomorrow.
8:40.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
Cook him. Camera.
Is Richie going to ask about Jair?
I don't think so.
That first question about Jair Alexander.
Hey.
Yeah. So he goes to the end of the game with the first question.
He has to.
Yeah.
Well, he probably butters him up first.
He butters him up. Great game. What's it like to win in Lambeau? Blah, 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 blah. By the way, what the hell were you doing? Why didn't you punt it? Why didn't you even mention punt it?
Yeah. Did they go rogue?
Did they go rogue? Yeah.
That's really what everybody want to know.
Yeah.
For two guys,
I think he has a better explanation tomorrow than he had last night.
Yes. Well, no one even really questioned him on the, like, was it a different play? They just asked him the decision to go for it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, ooh, I might even listen to the morning show tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes.
They got you.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack,
yep.
we have to tell everybody something real important.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
Black Friday mega sale.
Exactly right.
National Appliance Warehouse.
I know you keep looking around your kitchen. You're like, wow, this has gotten sad.
Well, not me.
Not you.
You're talking to the person listening.
Exactly. Because when you were in the market for new appliances for your new kitchen.
Went to National Appliance Warehouse.
The only place you need to go.
Yeah.
For your new appliances.
And you're going to talk about the Black Friday mega sale and the prices, which are great. But what was most amazing to me was the fact that they, like, the service was amazing.
Yeah. Well,
And everybody's different. They treated me different, you know, because I didn't want a whole big selection because, you know, suffer from decision fatigue.
Sure.
You know, and had it delivered and right the day I needed it.
It had nothing to do with your last name.
It had nothing to do. Yeah, I saw them treating everybody that way.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And I'm glad you pointed out at the end there, Spike. Installation and delivery.
Yes.
So they can take it to your house as well. So an industry-leading service team that Spike personally dealt with. So that's a National Appliance Warehouse difference. We also talk about getting the best price.
Yes.
The Black Friday Mega Sale. If you heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, what are you waiting for? The Black Friday Mega Sale is underway right now. You can save up to 40% on over 100 brands. So that includes Whirlpool appliances. They also have Sub-Zero, Wolf & Cove. Whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has for you. And on top of that, you're going to get, great price.
Yeah.
The right appliance.
Yeah, you got it all.
Everything at National Appliance Warehouse. So if you haven't experienced what we've experienced, get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Again, their showrooms are in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com. And when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
You know, I am vegan now, but when I smell the mussels red here at Chickie's.
Yeah.
Not tempted, but... used to like the mussels red here.
Are you more of a clam or a mussel guy?
A mussel guy.
Really?
Yeah, mussels with the red sauce here. Oh, come on. Nice and garlicky with the bread. Oh, come on, man. 215-592-95. No.
Just one mussel.
Nah,
they don't really have feelings.
Nah, they do. Tasty Cake Dom, you're a WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hi, Spike. Hey, okay, Jack.
Tasty
what
cake.
Up, Tasty Cake?
The mussels are good, Spike.
They are.
They are. So... For me, Spike, I didn't think we were going to win last night. So I'm ecstatic that we got the win. However, we got the win. I thought that it was going to be.
You thought going into the game we weren't. The game we weren't going to win, or during
yep.
it? Okay, go
no,
into it.
No, I thought going into the game we would have a problem winning at Lambeau, and. So the result was tremendous for me. So I'm ecstatic.
You sound fired up. I'm kidding.
I am because there's no doubt in my mind that we blow Detroit out of the water. So we're going to win this big test for us. We're going to win both games.
Yeah, I mean, winning, I would say that the two toughest stretches we would have thought coming into the season were the first four games and then these two against Green Bay and Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And to be 6-0 in those games would be pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, that's a super tough stretch. So them beating Detroit on Sunday night, I think partially how they won the game last night. Today is not a league is on notice of the Eagles, you know.
Right.
And I think everybody had their doubts about the Packers anyway, even though it was on the road, tough game, all that sort of stuff. The Eagles beat the Lions on – well, also, Jalen did not help me with my MVP bets last night. He played fine, but we had a national audience that could have helped me with my MVP bets.
Yes.
But Sunday night against the Lions, they win that game after beating the Packers. That is, you know, everybody wakes up and says the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think they win that game.
Yeah, and Detroit, let's face it, Blake, every challenge Detroit's met this year, Green Bay creamed them, Kansas City creamed them, and they lost a very, well, you know, Minnesota. So,
oh, no, they lost
you know,
to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Who they got something to prove, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it tells you is that when Detroit's on, they are seemingly unstoppable. But coming into a hostile environment like Sunday night is going to be. The Eagles are going to be ready for this game. See, the one thing the Eagles are doing is that they're playing against their own standard. They're playing against their own standard. They don't get up to play Green Bay or get up to play Detroit or get up to play. They're the defending Super Bowl champion. Every other team is getting up to play them. They play to their own standard. And that's why they aren't happy all the time after wins. Right, you hear a lot of the offensive guys last night. They win that game 10-7. They are praising the defense, saying thank you. I mean, Landon Dickerson couldn't thank the defense enough after the game for the win. And Devontae pretty much said, well, the offense, we're fortunate that we were able to win this game tonight with the way that we played. It's because they played to their own standard. Any other team would have been happy with that win. no matter what. They'd be happy with that win. And that's what the Eagles, I think that's a good thing. And that's how the Eagles usually rise to the occasion in these games. The games never seem too big for the Eagles.
Yep.
It never seems too big for them.
Yep.
Sunday night, they'll be ready to go Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yep. The other thing I want to get in real quick, Spike, is the Sixers, the value of Joel Embiid. People have to listen, I know it's frustrating and everything like that, but Spike, against Cleveland, they got demolished by Mobley and Allen on the second shots. Against Detroit, they got, against Kay Cunningham's great player, they got demolished on the offensive boards. They need Joel Embiid and Don Barlow to win these type of games.
Yeah, getting Barlow back will be a help as well. But yeah, Embiid, it just they can be a fun team without Joel, but like they're not they're just not a serious team right now. They're a fun team to watch. They have young players. They can win games, all that kind of stuff. They're better than they've ever been without him, I think. But with him, it's just a different.
It's a different game in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's a different thing. And they need him. My concern this year, not concern, because everything is gravy this year, but is getting him to play enough to get everyone
acclimated to play.
Yeah, to get
him.
Like a cohesiveness to the team. They're 6-4. I think Nurse has done a good job given all the roster challenges and changes, and I think he's trying to figure things out on the fly a little bit. But they just need him to get into a rhythm, I think. But he's been better every time he's been out there, I think.
Yep. They're 6-4, Spike, but they lost three out of their last four.
They have. But, yeah, it's a long season.
They're going to win tonight, though, Tasty.
Yeah, we'll get that tonight.
All right. More, you know, like against these Green Devils, that's the ones I –
He hates the Celtics.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the ones I got to have. And that's why I'm a little despondent that Joel's not playing tonight. But, you know, maybe Maxie will put in 50 and we'll win the game. Hope so.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Tasty Cake. And that, you know, these are not the Celtics we're used to, but they still play the same brand of basketball, and they're a good basketball team.
Yeah. VJ, I think VJ breaks out of his little slump tonight.
You think so?
I think so.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on any GM not named Daryl Morey whenever a trade deadline is looming. Look, they better hit on these trades. The Hall of Fame isn't guaranteed for either of them. Fantasy football GMs spike this year. I give up. Mark and Monco.
Very disappointing out of you.
What did I do?
You give up on fantasy football.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to
show do? Show a backbone. No. And stop bringing up Ricky Pearsall. Every day you bring up Ricky Pearsall.
It's my receivers.
You're listening to Kyle Shanahan talk about Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall is a good player. He would have been the primary target on that team, and he would have gotten a lot of targets. Missing Neighbors, Wilson, Pearsall, Scataboo, that's a lot. I have Jackson Smith, what's his name?
Njigba.
Should say JSN.
JSN? That would have been the best receiving core in the whole league. If they got hurt. What do you want out of me?
Trade me JSN.
Yeah. It's too late to trade, right?
Yes.
I would have hold them up for auction. What's next?
Oh, my. What's love got to do with it? Kate Scott after Jordan Love fumbled.
We're on to Kate.
What's love got to do with it?
So I assume they're not on NBC Sports Friday night if they're on NBC.
It's got to be Ian Eagle's son, right?
Yeah. How's Michael? How's MJ doing?
Oh, is he going to be talking about load management tonight?
Running these interviews?
Oh, the same one interview they did?
I did it. Chopped it up to five different interviews.
Paid him $15 million to do 1-hour-long interview with Mike Tirico. Yeah.
Let's cover these 30 topics.
Yep. What's next?
You suck, and you're not what you used to be. This show, when Ike greets Jack, Spike is selling you windows, and they're getting you to use PEDs in the bedroom.
Yeah.
All
that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
It's true.
People used to joke on the Ricky that when we would do one of our sponsors, the joke was always, "You're dumb. You don't know how to do any of this. This one does." And here, it's, "You suck. You don't have it anymore."
Yeah.
You loser.
Not what you used to be.
Yep. What's next?
Which guest is more consistent with one popular thing? L.A. with a fastball down and away? Or Donovan in wanting the Eagles to utilize the screen game? Frank in Ardmore.
It is the screen game.
That's a tough one.
And the, yeah, I just...
I don't know which one of those.
I try to tell Donovan.
We're not good at running
screens. We're not good at it. I don't know what to tell you, man.
They tried it again last night, and Saquon slipped.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that was so annoying. Like the second quarter, they
Jordan too. Yeah, I want to ask Jordan about the. I don't know. Yeah, maybe
like they're playing in Brazil again,
or maybe they changed cleats at halftime.
Had to have.
I have a friend lives out there, is a Packers fan. Says teams always screw this up when they come out there when it gets cold. They always wear the wrong cleats in the first half. Never learn. What's next?
Again. The quarterback of a team Donovan coaches after he calls the 20th straight screenplay.
Hey, man.
That was their offense back
then. Yeah, I was going to say. A lot of screenplays, man. Yeah. The Deuce and B. West, man. A lot of screens.
What's next?
Shut up. Rod Lakin in his office as the show navigated Trump conversation.
I'm sure that's what he was saying. Yep. I thought we handled
it. What are we doing?
We handled it with a firm
but steady. Well, it was sports related.
Yes.
He's the one who said Nick would be on his defense team.
The president says that Nick Sirianni would be a coach that he'd send to war. I'm sorry. I got to acknowledge
it. We got to touch on that.
And we got to figure out who the other coaches are.
Yes. I smell a top five.
Yeah. Well, send Elliot to D.C. and get him to get that question into Trump.
Yeah.
Who are the other coaches?
Get in the White House.
Yep.
The press secretary.
Yep. Yep. Would love to see it. Elliot asking Caroline Leavitt. Hey, the president mentioned that Nick Sirianni would have been a coach.
Yeah.
Who are the other ones? Yep. All right. Coming up, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time. We thank you for listening. Coming up next is the Jordan Mailata Show with myself, Jordan Mailata, and Elliot Shore Parks. And then you get the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube, the free Odyssey app, or you could just come down here to Chickie's. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Remember, what, Jeff?
Did you do Twitter? Because the last Twitter question is kind of funny.
You're going to make me do this here?
Yeah. It's a funny question. I just want to see what the poll results are.
Was last night a great football game to watch, or do you not appreciate good football? 20.3% do not appreciate good football, and that is me, too.
Yep.
The Twitter question was brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com.
That was a manly game last
night. I am not a man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.